Need to order. Remember, we did our side-by-sides the other day, took testimony. Unless there's any new language or new reason to take testimony, which the chair of the committee does not see, a reason to take any more testimony at this particular time, or at least on the first several of these, I would like to, I will move the House language, line 1.16 to 1.25. And that is the language that appoints members to the AURI board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying aye.
No.
Aye.
No.
Fails. Not adopted. I am told by committee chairpersons that they will have a long drawn out hearing next year to understand what the heck went on. And I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of displeasure. Normally stuff does not come to the Capitol unless there's absolute problems in an organization. And it's obvious that there's problems in that organization. Otherwise it wouldn't be here. As chair, I will move the next section, which is the Apprenticeship Advisory Board. Sections 2 through 13, which goes through page R14. And that's the whole of the apprenticeship, and the language is identical.
It's very similar.
Very similar.
House language.
House language. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of adopting, as I stated, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, same sign. I will move. The next section is the section on the independent contractor, and that is sections 14 through 18, and it ends on R19.
Starts on which page?
It starts on R15?
R14.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And I'm going to ask staff, is the language the same or similar?
Mr. Chairman and members, the language is very similar, except that the House language makes this a permanent change to the independent contractor, and the House language is still a pilot with an extension.
Senate language?
I'm sorry, the Senate language retains the pilot and extends it through for two more years.
Is the author of the Senate language
right here?
Would you like to comment?
I would, Mr. Chair. I'd just add that when this came to committee on the Senate side, conversations were still fluid. And in following passage of this language on the Senate side, there were additional conversations with stakeholders in the House. The current House language actually reflects where we left off with those discussions. And to my knowledge, all stakeholders are satisfied with the House language. And for that reason, I would actually encourage members to support the House language in this case.
So would you care to move that, or did I already move it?
Well, if you haven't, Mr. Chair, I'd be happy to move it.
If I could add in the minutes. All those in favor of adopting the House language as discussed, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All
aye.
No opposed, same sign.
Nay.
The next section is municipal building. Okay. I have an amendment to that section. Because that has the boiler section in it?
No, boiler is standalone.
Is it standalone? I don't think so. Well, I think we can go down to.
That's starting on page 19, Mr. Chair.
Yes. All right, a second here. On section 19 on R20 is where it starts.
House language? House, well, let's make sure that we don't pick up stuff that we're not. There is one difference, and I want to make sure that we get to. Okay, so I would like to move section 19, section 19 through section 25. No, I'm sorry, 26, which is on page R23, or ends on R23, with elevators. The commissioner shall enforce the provisions. And that is, there is one difference, and that is on page R21, line 21-15. The House language has who, and the Senate language on 2.20 has that. So I will move the House language, unless there's any discussion.
And that's going through how far, Mr. Chair?
That is going through page R23 up to line 23.12.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of that language, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Word of there. Now we get to the, I think this is the residential, the resort plumbers language. And I have an amendment for that, so if I pass that out. I got it now. I know. Members, this was a contentious issue for a good length of time, and I won't try to bore everybody with the full and long story of it. There might be somebody here who might want that, and I will certainly allow any discussion. But I'm going to move this amendment, the A14-1265. And what I will say is that this is an agreement by all parties, because the language in here is a little broad in the bill itself. It's actually very, very broad. You, under the language in the bill, you could have resorts that are, very large resorts, like Craigens or Isades or Maddens, or any of those come underneath this language. So the department has agreed, the Department of Labor and Industry, Department of Health, the Congress of Resort Owners, the trades who have been here on this particular issue have all agreed to work over the interim and report back its recommendations to the legislature no later than January of 2015, as stated in the bill. So members, and we can certainly bring up a couple of the department and the resorters to hopefully back up my words. And why don't we actually bring them up, and then we can ask questions if we'd like.
Get a chair, Jim.
Bring up a chair. Okay. Please identify yourself for the tape and proceed to back up the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joel Carlson here for the Congress of Minnesota Resorts. I agree with every word you uttered, and I do welcome the opportunity to work this through with the department. And they raised some legitimate concerns about the language that was in the House bill as it related to some large resorts that happen to be classified under property tax class 1C or 4C. And we certainly don't want in those larger operations to have to have work going on that the department would feel is unsafe or unlicensed. And so this language gets us to a resolution. Our association is happy to participate in that and bring some clarity to this. And I think, but for the distinction of these bigger resorts, we would have been fine with the House language, but the concern they raised is legitimate, and I think that we should work it out in this fashion. So we'd appreciate your support for this language.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson.
And my name is John Rakuski with the Department of Labor and Industry, and I echo his comments 100%.
And we have a third at the table.
Gary Thaden from the Minnesota Mechanical Contractors Association. The chairman is absolutely correct.
Isn't how smart so many people are getting? I appreciate that. So is there any comment by the members on this particular amendment? Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just ask any of the testifiers, while I heard your purpose of this, and I understand it, and agree to it, I still, the language that we came off the House floor with was, I thought, a good resolution for our mom and pop resorts is the ones that we're trying to get at. And that's the purpose of the whole language that we're talking about. So my question would be, while the study group, so I reluctantly support the chair on his amendment. That's kind of a brave statement, but anyhow. What's going to happen with the resort owners as they proceed, maybe doing some low maintenance? I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear, what is going to happen in the interim here,
Mr. Carlson.
Mr. Chair and Representative Ward, we hope that the Department of Labor enjoys resorts over the summer and doesn't come around inspecting. That's one of the problems that we hope to alleviate, which is in some resort situations a non-compliance because they weren't able to obtain a restricted license. To be fair to the department, they have not been out aggressively enforcing. We believe that they have the right to do the maintenance that they're doing right now, and the department has not been standing in the way of that. And so we're hoping that will continue until we reach this resolution. And some of the issues that I had a chance to discuss with Chair Mahoney that we want to get our arms around are just some of the size of the resort. To get to the 10 units or less or 25 or whatever it is, the amount of revenue at a resort as a qualifier, the number of employees they might have. We have some 1C resorts that have 250 employees. So we want to get our arms around that. And in the interim, I think the department has been cooperative with industry and not overly aggressively enforcing the restricted plumber requirement. I hope that continues.
Mr. Rakowski.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Ward, I'd like to, that's a great question. And I think what we will do at the department as we put together this working group, let the local building officials, who we have a very good relationship with statewide, know that this task force is our working group is going on. So we'll get the word out.
Okay.
Thank you for that answer. And I remember that same dialogue when we did the backflow preventer, and it worked out fine at that point. So I look forward to that happening, allowing mom and pop resorts to still operate as they normally do, and working towards a solution here. And I hope that we do come back with a final solution, that this is something that we take off the table totally now, Mr. Chair, Mr. Chairs, forever. So I look forward to that. The last question that I have, Mr. Carlson, you represent the Congress of Minnesota Resorts. I know that. There's another organization with resorts and campgrounds, hospitality industry. So do they, are they of the same opinion as your organization?
Mr. Carlson.
Mr. Chair and members, I've been in contact with the with representatives of the Minnesota Resort and Campground Associations and Hospitality Minnesota. They're comfortable with this approach going forward.
Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the 814-1265 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The amendment is adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So, having said that, I will move section 27. I think that is the full section. Am I correct?
You actually not adopting 27. You have deleted that and taken this instead.
So, do I have to adopt this again?
We've adopted the amendment.
Can we take that, just take the House language, or do we just have to check on what this copy is? And members, on page R24, section 28 in the House language, section 5 in the Senate language, that is actually part of the independent contractor registration that apparently got moved or whatever. So we should probably pick that up. Would you care to move that?
I would, sir.
So is there, and you want to move the Senate language? It looks like it's the same as the House.
I move the Senate language.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, how far down are you going?
I am going just to section 5 and section 28. So it would be just the
House. Stick with the House.
Sure. Stick with the House.
Given the advice from counsel, I'd recommend we...
And that would be 24.18 to 24.20. Any discussion? Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Are there any other amendments to this particular bill? No, there's just one. There's one that I have. Are there any other amendments to this bill? Any other amendments to this bill that anyone knows of?
Mr. Chair, as we discussed prior to, we may have an additional amendment to the bill. It's my hope that we're able to keep this bill open for a little bit longer today and agree to same and similars and continue what we've been doing here today and get this bill as close to final as we can. But we'd like to keep the bill open for a couple hours this afternoon with a potential additional amendment. So, and I know the conversation with the AURI is something I take very seriously, and perhaps that would be part of some language coming back to us. But at this stage in the game, I'd like to keep open the option of an additional amendment.
All right, then, members, and I will hold my.
Mr. Chair, you might want to adopt sections 31, 32, and 33 on the House side. They're part of the language we've already adopted, I believe.
Section 31.
This is on R27.
Okay. Any discussion? Well, I will move section 31 and section 32 of the House language.
And 33.
And 33?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is, okay, I see it on page 28. Is there any discussion? I move the House language, and seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign. We've adopted that. And members, one of the amendments that is being discussed is a fire sprinkler ban. I believe that's coming out of the Senate language. And I have some amendments on the boiler language. And I suspect there'll be a little bit of a dust up here if that fire sprinkler comes to this particular bill, because there might be an entirely different amendment for the boilers. Might be the lead amendment. With that,
Mr. Chair, just to that point, from the action that we've just taken today, the remaining portion of the remaining issue we have with the bill, as I see it, would be the boiler language. Is that your understanding?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is all that is left on this bill to pick up.
Okay.
Any further discussion? So, we will stand in recess until the call of the chair. See, we got it done in half an hour. Kind of like
a
job last year. And I just wanted to note that there were an awful lot of firefighters here. And appreciate that.
I think I just signaled what I want to play on the screen.